Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guests are Mark Ammon and Bill Goodman, CEO and Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Universal Fibers, respectively. And we're up in Bristol, Virginia at their headquarters. Just for the benefit of our listeners, Mark, why don't you give them an overview of who Universal Fibers is?
Good morning, Kemp. Thank you. Universal serves three primary markets: commercial carpet, automotive, and apparel industrial.
And Universal is not just here in the United States. Well, we're in Bristol, Virginia. You actually have plants in three different continents, right?
We do. North America, of course, and Asia, both in China and in Thailand. And we sell worldwide, every continent in the world, but Antarctica.
And you personally, Mark, been at the helm, took over in 2009, your CEO. And a couple things about Universal, if you look at some of the founder paintings you have in the lobby here, you guys have been innovators, especially on the 6'6 side. But it's important to point out that Universal makes all of the fiber types that are consumed in the carpet business. I think 90% of the fiber you make that goes in the carpet business goes to the commercial side. But you're able to make nylon 6, nylon 6'6, PTT, and PET, right?
That's correct. And in fact, the founding of the company back in 1969 started in nylon 6. And over the years, we've done nylon 6, polyesters, nylon 6'6. We were the first to solution dye in nylon, as an example. And then we led the industry in post-consumer, post-industrial first, and then post-consumer for nylon 6'6. But we are vertically independent, and we do serve different markets with different chemistry types every day.
And one of the first inventions that your founder came up with was the solution dyed 6'6, which was a first in the marketplace. Even prior to that, I thought it was interesting, he was instrumental in the development of polypropylene tape for the backing business. And then rush forward more than two decades later, and you were the first company to come up with a recycled content 6'6, right?
That's correct. In fact, the company, when it invented solution dyeing for nylon, it was to target a color fastness for the red Corvette way back in the day, and this company was the only one that could meet that demand. And that really created a culture of innovation that exists today. We've got a fantastic team that makes these things happen continuously, always changing the game.
All right, let's talk about business conditions. Tell us how business is doing.
Well, again, we are fortunate that we have several different markets that our company relies on, but specifically to the commercial carpet market here in North America, it's kind of a flat prospect right now, and volumes certainly are not what we're all expecting. The backup, our investment that we've made in this plant, Kemp, you're fully aware of the investments we've made in this plant. Our automotive business is doing quite well, and our apparel and industrial markets are doing quite well, but just pertaining to commercial carpet, we of course are anxious for better business conditions. In the meantime, though, we are winning share, and we're winning share on a worldwide basis. We are very excited about our placement cycle that we've just had this year. A little bit of disappointment in North America, but a fantastic story in Asia and in fact, Europe. So even though Europe is a bit of a mature market, we're actually achieving growth there with some of our product innovations that are doing well over there. So we're winning, and we're doing the things it takes to win. But of course, like everyone in your listening audience, we all are expecting and hoping for better volume conditions shortly.
All right, Bill, let's talk to you a second. I know that I didn't get a chance to actually visit with you at NeoCon, but at NeoCon, you guys won a Best of NeoCon Gold for your product called Revolve. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Kemp, we're absolutely thrilled about the opportunity to bring to the market a new product through our product development and innovation capabilities here at Universal called Revolve. It is a long-space, solution-dyed nylon 6'6 product that has the same type of characteristics and aesthetics that a space dye yarn would bring to the marketplace that most of our customers and mill partners would be familiar with. But it is in solution dyed nylon, so it brings with it the attributes of what solution dyed does around performance in a long space application. So we're absolutely excited about this new innovation, and our customers are starting to sample and embrace that new product and their new designs.
Was it difficult to explain to the, most of the judges in this Best of NeoCon process are A&D people. Was it difficult to explain to them? Because I think the attributes you get with this fiber are pretty technical. How did they understand what you were telling them?
Well, yeah, they are technical in that aspect. But what comes through with the product, more so around the technical capabilities of putting the yarns together to achieve that look, was more the beauty that comes with the product itself. So the beauty in what you're seeing on the floor and the aesthetics I think, really won them over. Certainly they were interested in understanding the technology that we're using, which is proprietary to us, and we were able to define that to a certain degree, but it was all about the beauty and the styling and the product that I think really, at the end of the day, allowed us to win that Best in Show.
Bill, you know, we just did our 20th anniversary, and we had a good article in there about the shifts that we're seeing in demand for carpet fiber. Mm-hmm. And you guys actually make all the fiber types, as I mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. What trends are you seeing? What can you tell us about the shift in fiber type?
Well, as far as the trends that we're seeing in the marketplace, first and foremost, the need for a sustainable solution is obviously at the top of the list around the different fiber types that we offer. So we bring a sustainable solution around nylon 6/6 with our refresh fiber and its content that brings post-consumer capabilities to that yarn system. So sustainability is certainly of great importance, but we are seeing certainly the requirements around different types of polymers that are being used in the marketplace, whether it is into polyester or enhanced type polyesters or PTT. The uniqueness of Universal is that we talked earlier. We have the capabilities of spinning all those types of chemistries. So we can meet the demand that's required in the marketplace and what the market's asking for through our flexibility here at Universal and achieve what the market is requiring around different polymer types. But predominantly for us in our offering, it's been nylon 6/6 in the commercial market that we are most focused on.
Actually, I guess you could speak to the fact that designers are not ones that want to step out and try something new, and they know 6/6 is going to work, and so they continue to gravitate toward it, aren't they?
They are, and of course, the other attribute that our yarn system brings to the marketplace that helps achieve those objectives is our low denier weight nylon 600 denier building block that we bring to the marketplace, our color offering, and the broad range of color that we have for that product offering.
All right, give us, for those that may not be real familiar with Universal, talk a little bit about what makes you different. What's your secret sauce?
Well, if you're thinking about our unique selling proposition and value that we bring to the marketplace, it is all around innovation. If we're not innovating, we're not giving the market new ideas, new ways to grow and to develop within the marketplace. So innovation is critical to our success, along with color and the broad range of color that we bring to the market. Our multi-denier type products that bring low weight and solutions to the modular market that is growing significantly is certainly what allows us to win in the marketplace today.
Okay, great, Bill. I appreciate that. So, Mark, let me just ask you one last question. What is your outlook? You talked a little bit about the fact the commercial market was flat right now. I know none of us have a crystal ball, but what's your outlook for business in the future?
Well, I'm an optimist, and I do believe that our economy is in a bit of a pause mode now with some of the lack of fiscal leadership out of Washington, D.C., and I think as those clouds lift a bit, I'm always a believer in the American spirit and the American innovation, and I happen to believe that commercial carpet is still a fantastic proposition and still sells well, and what we need is just a little more confidence throughout corporate America, and I'm pretty confident that'll result in some better conditions for us all.
All right, guys, good to visit with you again. We've been talking to Mark Ammon, CEO, and Bill Goodman, Vice President of Sales and Marketing with Universal Fibers in Bristol, Virginia, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.